KT Mobile.
Morning again, Eric. KO4HKX.
Patrick, and I have to say, I do like driving the truck to the office because the performance of this radio and setup is so much better than the car.
That little bit bigger ground plane up there on top.
So, how are you doing this morning? Were you up late last night handling traffic?
I was up till handling traffic till about 9 o'clock, and then Net took over, and we didn't do anything after that, but we'll pick back up here shortly this morning.
Another productive day. I know you guys got a lot done yesterday, and definitely deserve a pat on the back for all that work you guys did, so thanks for that. But hopefully things are starting to improve to the point where we don't have so many reports.
Slowing down yesterday afternoon. They're starting to get some supplies in up here. They've been helicoptering them in and to the airport, which is right behind the church that I'm set up in. So that's good to see. The county's coming. The church I'm set up in, they do disaster relief anyway, and the county is using them for the volunteer side of the command center, so they're communicating with the county and coordinating everything coming into this area because they're set up to handle it. And things seem to be picking up a little bit. It's hard to get news unless you're listening to the radio, and I can't listen to the radio where I'm at because it's just too hard to do.
There's some trained folks up there. The church I went to in Seneca also had a disaster relief group, and they were very proficient. They did a lot of mud out work after floods and stuff, but they were good at pretty much doing everything. So, except communications, they were just basically somebody tell them where to go and they go handle it. But never could get anybody there interested in ham radio. But yeah, it's good that they're up there. I was seeing some videos on Facebook last night. Garrett Mitchell is one of the guys that's flying his helicopter up there. Ferrying stuff in and evacuating people, so it's good to see. And it's a relief that people come together and help each other out during this time. It's just it's a tough thing for people. Everybody's on edge. Saturday was definitely a display of what can happen when people get scared and stressed out. Hopefully things are better now and people get on through it.
There's still lots of areas up here that haven't been reached. So they're trying to get into them. I got one late last night after the net up in Banner Elk. They got somebody in there. They're trapped in by a mudslide, so we've got to try to get some information to them and relay that up for them. But that's all we can do. They're a ham radio operator, and that's the only thing anybody's got.
And you can't be expected to do more, so, but get the message out, and hopefully somebody will get to them. But, my usual exit 90 stop, we'll see if things are open there today.
I'm going to take a break here for just a minute, and I'll be back in just a minute.
W2, JKT Mobile.
TSW Mobile.
JKT.
That's a drive this morning.
Good. I'm just getting off at exit 90 here to make my usual morning stop. We're going to see if the quick trip is open this morning because it was not yesterday. Everything at this exit was closed up yesterday morning. So hopefully it's open because I'd like to get my breakfast.
Same for you. Well, can't complain. And yesterday was a decent day at work. Man, there was a lot of people at work that still didn't have power, but the company brought in 25 generators to distribute them out as loaners from another plant.
We opened up our building for everybody to bring their families in, because we have showers and a weight room and a cafeteria and stuff. So, HR sent the email that, hey, bring your family in. If you still don't have power, you can take a shower, get a hot meal. Cafeteria is free, and so nobody had to worry about anything. And, yeah, it's good. It's good to see people come together like that and help each other out. I like to see it.
He opened up our locker room and showers. Awesome. We don't have a cafeteria, but it was huge for some people.
But 90 is still closed and no gas.
I was checking. Susan's supposed to go to work today, but I don't think they still don't have power at her work. And some of the cut-through roads I was looking, they're still locked down. And, man, there's still a bunch of places that don't have power.
Power, everything has power, but I guess they don't have any gas or anything, and there's the sign in the window that says they're still closed. I'm checking the pilot down here now. It looks like the pilot has gas. There are people filling up, and they're open, so I'm going to run in and grab my soda and see if they have anything worth eating. Probably not, but anyway, stand by. I'm going to run in here real quick. Be back in a second. W2, JKT.
GFW, monitoring.
Go 4HKX here.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. About the same as yesterday, so nothing to complain about, but nothing to write home about either.
Nothing about it. You ain't missing anything down here. Man, the light is still out at Wade Hampton and 290, and all the power's on. I don't understand that one.
The circuitry may have got damaged there, so you never can tell.
My left-hand turn, and there wasn't even a single car coming. That's hard to believe.
They still got a curfew in effect up here.
That, man, you guys took a serious beating. I mean, it said Rosman got over 14 inches.
It was a record flood. The previous record was flood stage of 27 and a half feet. And last I heard, unofficially, this one got to 29 and or better. Floods on the river, on the French Broad. So there was probably more than 14 inches of rain because it was crazy.
Games living next to the river until it floods, right?
Yes, as most of these people don't have insurance to cover this stuff because it's going to be classified as flood. There's just not going to be good.
Maybe it was Saturday that Chad's son got hurt.
You did. His son, Friday morning, a tree fell on him in the truck as he was driving and broke his back in two places.
Didn't hear that. I guess he's laid up in the hospital for a while.
He had surgery yesterday. I talked to Chad last night. It was 6 or 7 hour surgery he had last night, so, but he's doing okay. He's not paralyzed, but they did have to fuse several vertebrae together.
Well, if you talk to him again today, tell him we're praying for his family and asked about it. KN4 TFW.
Come back. What was that I missed?
KO4NUE, his son was out Friday, I guess coming over there to the shop to work. I'm not sure on that, but he was out in the truck and a tree fell on him in the truck and broke his back in two places.
Horrible, horrible.
So, Sean, hope you're having a good morning so far and enjoying that coffee.
It's brewing. I'll be enjoying it soon.
Eric, W2JKT, and Mr. Ken, KN4TFW, here with us.
Eric and Ken, I won't say good morning. It's morning. It'll be good when I get my coffee.
Ticket, cup, good morning, KN4TFW.
W2JKT.
And one of my right-hand men do this. I appreciate everything you've done to help me.
Oh, boy, I double with you. I'm already starting the day off wrong. you headed up to the church?
But then I'll be heading that way.
morning. I know one of you's doing all right because you said you already were on your second cup.
Over here, just headed into work.
Internet, man. The Spectrum have been blowing my phone up saying, well, hey, you know, the reason we don't have internet is because we don't have power out there. And now the power's been on since last night. The internet's still on. It's still on, so. Well, Charter, you've been blaming the power company all week. Now look at you.
In their defense, I live in Shelby, North Carolina, and Spectrum is out everywhere. Because they use Duke Energy's poles and City of Shelby's poles, they've got to get permission from them before they can do any work on restoration, and they're not going to give them that permission until they're done with their stuff. So Spectrum has been telling us that it's going to be about a month, month and a half before we get internet back.
It's going to end up quicker than that. Otherwise, it's going to end up all over the news, and they're going to lose a lot of business.
Business in Shelby because there's nobody else we can use for internet, so, you know, we just have to wait.
It costs the same now. It's literally, well, $10 a month difference.
Having Elon Musk money, and I'm just not going to do that.
If it means I get internet, I work from home, I can't go a month without it.
For Starlink, like $400.
I don't know what the hardware cost is. I think it's like $2.99 or $3.99, but now it's $100 a month.
Plan where I could take it with me with my camper when I went camping, but it doesn't look like that was an option. But just searching online is a real pain to figure out anything with it.
For CEF Mobile.
KO4H, get here.
Morning, Andrew. KN4 CFW.
Everybody doing on this Tuesday morning?
Here in the dark, so.
Doing okay. Here, did you have everybody show up for work yesterday?
Yesterday was a fun day. I didn't have that many people out, and then they brought people up from where I used to work, the old hall. And I had 20 extra people just on my line alone. Some of them we had to put two people on just so they could try to run it after they've been trained, and others just were hanging out, learning stuff during the day. So it's like, this is a waste of time. But I should have enough people today unless I get a bunch of call-ins. I don't really see that happen.
If the longshoremen went on strike, I'm assuming they did.
Heard any news like in that direction at all?
News this morning.
Since y'all got the news down there, have y'all heard if the Ingalls warehouse got hit in Swannanoa?
I found a video on Facebook, and I saw that it was there was mud all up in the parking lot and everything, but the building and all of the trucks and that looked intact, but it didn't have any comments or anything on it.
About Ingalls warehouse getting hit, that every single one of them has a different location or in circumstance under which it was destroyed from.
On the Swannanoa River, so hopefully it didn't get hit too bad and they can get it open back up and going, because that's going to be a big problem if they didn't.
Hey, you guys doubled.
Boy, go ahead.
I've seen a bunch of stuff on Facebook about the Ingalls warehouse, and every post I've seen has it in a different city, in a different state, and a different way it was destroyed. So I don't know if I would believe anything I see on Facebook anyway.
Look at that. Let's see if I got it. Been there personally myself, and I know it's right on the edge of the Swannanoa River. Just concerned about it. That's a major grocery supply chain up here. It got wiped out. That's going to definitely affect quite a bit.
Yeah, I wonder if Ingalls supplies any other grocery store chains.
Or HKX. I know they supply Save More and some of the Go groceries with stuff. So, but beyond that, I don't know.
Here in Lyman has fuel and it's open.
Well, that's the company Courtney works for, they sent a couple of, I think, 3,000-gallon tanks and a tanker truck over to Hendersonville yesterday. They sent me some pictures of the trucks rolling out. So hopefully some fuel got into the area yesterday.
Fuel trucks yesterday evening roll into the area, so hopefully people can get the fuel they need. But I've got, the excursion was filled up the day before, so I got 50 gallons of diesel to move around, and I'm not doing much moving around other than just checking on my father-in-law and my son into the church, which all that's fairly close, so I think we should be good. But I could use a little gas for generators. Got propane for most everything, but I got one generator I'm going to send with my son that runs on gas, so we'll try to get some of it this morning.
W4SOE back with some coffee. Shane, I hadn't really talked to you. How was it? How was your area doing out there?
For Sean?
Or did I not?
I've heard.
Until I get coffee, man, I really don't function well. But I'm getting there. So, how are the adjoining towns for you, Patrick?
Osmond got hit very, very hard. It's pretty devastating up there. Toxaway, Sapphire, lots of tree damage, but and some mudslides that I've heard. But I hadn't heard a whole lot out of there yet. But Bavard is pretty much open back up, just now needing supplies to come in to get out to everybody. So not terrible, not as bad as some places, but still not good. When you get into Hendersonville, they got hit pretty bad from what I've heard, and I haven't seen pictures of anything much at all yet, because like I said, it's been so limited in here, and the TV stations are down. I think WLOS went down yesterday. They didn't have gas for the generators.
Wow. Well, the next person pick it up. I'm going to sip some coffee, and I'll jump in when it comes back around.
Tap F generators doing? Or are we still on using that on the 16?
This machine is linked to it, so they're having to helicopter gasoline up there, last I heard, because 276, the road caved off.
I just can't imagine they can get up there. I didn't know how much longer it'd last.
You could probably come around all the way up through Bavard now, but you're still going to have a job because some of the road caved off on this side, too. That's been the big thing. Even where the flood water was at, people driving in it, and the roads are not there.
It's unprecedented for this area.
Two pictures of Chimney Rock, man. That's crazy up there. Everything I've seen, that place is just wiped out.
Came on and said, I don't know, one of the officials said it's just gone. It's all in the lake.
Graphically, it had changed and more closer to the way it was before it existed.
It's bad over that way, and I've got some friends over that way that I haven't heard from, so don't know about them. But I know information's spotty, and I haven't seen any pictures of it, but it didn't sound good.
Dion's doing?
Dion on the radio, and him and the family are doing fine. They got trapped in for a little while, and but they're able to get out now, so everybody's doing good. Talked to his son. They made contact with each other, so all good over that way.
KN4KFW. Heard from Ed, have you?
Heard from Ed. Not at all. may see if we can reach out to him today. Maybe he's got his radio monitoring.
All right. KO4CM.
Shane's about the closest one over that way, so maybe he can make contact with him for us.
That's what Chad was saying. I heard something about some pins or screws for his son. How's he doing?
The speed there, Chad's son was in an accident Friday morning. A tree fell on his truck as he was driving, and he was trapped in a truck. Took him 2 hours to get out and broke his back in two places. He had surgery yesterday, and he's got I don't remember which lumbar vertebrae was broke and which thoracic one was broke, but they did fuse them together in a couple places. The doctor is optimistic about recovery, but it's going to be a long recovery. So that's where his son is at right now. He's in the hospital, but he is doing good, and everybody's okay the best they can.
For that, I hope everything's good with it. Thanks for recovery, because that's pretty scary when you're dealing with a back.
I did get a report from Chad about the hospital, and he said it was bad down there. They just had people in the hallways, just was unbelievable what he was telling me about it, how things were. So definitely be careful out there if y'all are doing anything, and don't get hurt, because if you do, it's not going to be good.
America is still without power. It's crazy. It's still so hard to get a hold of groceries and stuff like that. I couldn't find bread yesterday at all. The wife stopped by a couple places, couldn't find any. And I stopped by a Dollar General, a Dollar Tree, and couldn't find anything on my way home yesterday.
People are in panic mode and buying up everything they can get their hands on.
Milk and bread, they can have those milk sandwiches before us a week.
Had
some bread yesterday.
Again, I'd resort to that, but I know I don't have the stuff for it. Guess I can whip up some biscuits.
What biscuits? Whoever said man cannot live by bread alone, he never eaten a biscuit.
Don't forget the gravy either.
Type of gravy. Well, speaking of biscuits, I seen the Hardee's up on Taylor. It's back online and served food. Now you got me thinking about biscuits and gravy.
Coming by this exit 72, that 585 going into Spartanburg, that Jeep dealership's usually all lit up, but it's completely dark.
Strange to walk out on my front porch and not see a light one. So it's definitely different.
The eerie part of so many people being without power is go outside at night and there's just nothing. I mean, no lights nowhere except for the one or two people running generators.
Boys, it's like, man, look at all the stars that you can see now.
Advantage of it Saturday night, you know, walk outside and it was cloudy, so I was a little disappointed.
Are you still going to try to head up this way today?
We'll reassess. I'm going to have to talk to the wife, make sure she's just keep an eye on my mother, because I brought her down here from Landrum. And I just double check all the road information that I can, so double careful. But yeah, I'm seriously thinking about it.
Well, before you do, just give me a shout and I'll let you know if there's any pressing needs for anything.
Not a problem at all. Were you able to gear up another USB prayer cable?
For that, I got one right here in my hand.
And I'm not sure if all my techs made it there. If we can, if I can get up there, let's look at what a long wire situation would be. And I don't mean long, I mean like 67 WP. the horizontal wire is going to do you a lot better than that superintendent. I have a superintendent myself, and it's really good for getting distance stations, but vertical antennas aren't so hot for locals.
Yeah, well, it's what we had, and we were throwing it up because we're up on top of the roof of the church, putting it up so people don't trip over or run into it.
Oh, of course, yeah. You know, the times like these, you can use what you got. I just got this infant halfway. We can. I don't know what the footprint looks like there, but if we can string them between two trees, 10 feet high, probably all right, or, you know, whatever. We'll figure something out. Now, and like I told you, if we have to go with the vertical and that's the only choice, then we just need to pick wind link stations that are further out to come back into.
Hey, if you do come, download the files onto a zip drive and bring them with you.
I think I already have it on a thumb drive. I set one aside to bring with me. I don't have internet in the house yet, but I got a place I can go get internet access from and make sure I put all that stuff on there.
Because I've got a couple extra computers if need be, if that's the problem, that we can load that onto.
Tell me.
I can't think of anything right off the jump, but that would be the only thing I could think of. That way I've got the newest version of WinLink and VARA FM, or VARA HF, I'm sorry.
It's that time for me, so I'm going to head on in here. Y'all be safe out there today, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, I'm going to be clear on y'all's final. 7-3.
Good to hear you this morning. KO4HK.
73 Andrew, have a good day. KN4TFW.
73 Andrew, good talking to you. Have a great day. W2JKT.
Step to the side here for a little bit and get the generator fired up so we can get some hot water and enjoy a hot breakfast this morning.
Yeah, drink my coffee and monitor W4SOE.
Patrick, you have a good one, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.
Thanks for everything you're doing with the relief efforts here. We'll talk to you later, W2JKT.
Charging your car, Eric.
Our power came back on Friday afternoon, so we were only out for about 8 or 10 hours. We are one of the very lucky few people in Shelby that have power came back for that quickly. And right now they've got about 70% of Shelby back online. But I've been doing fine. And I'm driving the truck today and yesterday because a friend of mine down in Anderson is giving me a bunch of free firewood. So I've been shuttling that back home with me yesterday and today. So the car hasn't been getting a whole lot of use, but it's full and ready to go. And we've got power to charge it, so no big deal there.
I'm just wondering how everybody that had the Teslas and Mazdas working out.
And I set it to fully charge to 100%. You know, I usually only charge it to 75% to preserve the cycle life of the battery. But yeah, I was fully ready to clamp onto the battery terminals with the inverter and power the house if I needed to, but didn't really need to because we were only out for a few hours and all of my little power stations from work were working just fine.
I know my wife's boss, he's always bragging about how he loves his Tesla. I wonder how he's liking it now, because he probably didn't charge it up.
But the Tesla could be your power bank for the week, W4SOE.
Yeah, my Chevy it's got a 65 kilowatt hour battery in it, and that'll run the house for a while. You can pull up to, I think, 1,000 watts out of the, if you just, you know, jumper cable your inverter to the 12-volt battery. It's got a 100 amp DC to DC converter in it for charging the main battery from the traction battery. So Yeah, I mean, you can get 1,000 watts out of it for, you know, 65 hours.
Know how to do that.
You know, it's not an issue for me anyway.
Issue for him, for sure. He didn't even realize that the storm was coming.
Newer EVs have what's called V2H, which is vehicle to home, and it, you buy an adapter to plug into the charging port, and it just gives you, you know, 30 amps at 120 volts just from plugging in. So it's really easy to do for anybody, and you know, you get two 15 amp sockets out of it to run stuff with. So that's a pretty cool feature. My next EV is going to have that.
That's more than enough to sustain life for most folks, I would imagine.
7-3 guys, and then I'm rolling down to the gate, and there's a truck sitting right in front of it. So you guys have a good one, and be safe out there, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, be safe, and we'll chat with you later. This is WTJKT.
Nice meeting you this morning. We'll talk to you next time. W4SOE.
Yep, but 120 volts would be more than enough to keep refrigerators and whatever else going. We got through this outage. I work for TTI, and we make these power stations that run on our tool batteries, so I just had a bunch of those at home. And we got through all of our power outage, and we were making coffee and doing dishes, you know, running the dishwasher and whatever else, you know, on these little power stations from the tool batteries. And that was fine. I had enough to last a couple days. And but our, you know, our power is only out for about 10 hours, so yeah, we got really, really lucky on this one.
That's a short time, relatively speaking, to relative to everybody else. So yeah, for sure. And I woke up Friday morning about 6 o'clock as the power went out. I think it startled my dog or something. I'm not sure how it happened, but. I've got a 5 kW generator, and I keep about 30 gallons of fuel on hand, and that thing sits gas. Of course, I don't try to run the whole house on it either, right? I have a refrigerator plan, you know, run it for an hour, and just keep the bare essentials going, right? Keep the light on, and the first day, first 2 days, you know, it was like on for an hour, off for three, on for an hour, off for three. And then as the fuel service started getting restored around the area, then I could venture out and get some gas, and I could extend the runtime.
You know, we just had our refrigerator, we have two refrigerators, so we had a power station on one and power station on the other, and, you know, we just let them run. But yeah, I've also got a gas generator and a propane generator just in case, but we weren't out long enough for me to have to dip into those.
And that's where I think I'm going to look to fill in a gap, is to have an intermediate solution like that, right? It, you know, sometimes, most of the time, the power's out for an hour or 3 hours, you know, because of a storm or storm passes, they restore power in 6 hours. You know, I don't want to drag the generator out and all that. But I think I'm also going to wire a full switch, transfer switch in, so that I can plug the generator directly into that. And then, you know, when I had to bring my mom down from Landrum, she's elderly, she uses a walker, and dragging a flashlight in the bathroom wasn't the safest thing. So I'd like for him to be able to flip the light switch on, right? Like, I'm going to shut the breaker off the refrigerator. It's only going to run, you know, an hour every 3 hours or something like that. But, you know, keep women safer, especially my mom. She's down here with me.
I need to have is a transfer switch. I used to live down in Seneca, and I had a transfer switch for, it was like one of those little sub-panel transfer switches that had 6 circuits on it. So I had, you know, my home office, one of the split, you know, the split air conditioning unit, the kitchen receptacles, and a couple other things in the house on the transfer switch, so I could flip those things over to running on a generator when the main power was out. That was a lifesaver. That made things really, really easy to just flip over and keep going if the power went out. Because, you know, I was there when the tornado hit in 2020, and I was out of power for a long time. So it was really nice to have that and just be able to you know, run the bare necessities on a generator for a little while.
Sweet, yep. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I had a plan. I hate that this happened, but the good thing is it exposed some gaps in my plan, and now I've got, you know, real data that I can take away from it and go, okay, these are the holes I need to plug.
Definitely, you know, we were definitely a little bit less prepared than we would like to have been. You know, definitely would have gone and filled up the gas cans and filled up her car and whatever else. Like, we just didn't think of it. You know, I got the car charged and I got all my tool batteries charged up and everything ready for the power to go out, but I wasn't even thinking about, oh, well, maybe we ought to fill up her car and fill up the gas cans just in case. So I'm caught here with, you know, half of a gas can in case I needed to use the gas generator, and thankfully I didn't. But, yeah, I definitely, definitely have some things I need to jot down and make sure I remember next time.
Car, the gasoline cars, are great fuel storage points. He's going to have a way to get it out of there, right? But, I mean, most cars hold 25 or 30 gallons-ish. Trucks probably way more than that. And you don't have to clutter up your garage or your storage shed with gas cans, right? That's a great fuel storage point, and it serves a dual purpose. So you don't have to load gas cans to fill that thing up, right? You just drive it down to the store, fill it up, bring it back.
A portable diesel generator was more common because my truck holds 50 gallons of diesel, and that would be a great fuel source. And, you know, her car only holds like 12 gallons of gas, but that's plenty for a generator for several days. But I do have a 5-gallon can and a 2.5-gallon can for the lawnmower and, you know, stuff anyway. So just keeping that full will be part of the plan going forward, and not letting it get so low.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was just thinking that the other day. There's some small diesel engines out on the market lately, and there's been a couple guys doing YouTube videos on taking those little diesel motors and turning them into generators. And I noticed as fuel stations came online, they ran out of gasoline, but I don't ever recall seeing one that sold diesel that ever ran out of it.
It definitely prioritizes diesel delivery during times, because all of the line trucks and the relief vehicles run on diesel, so they'll keep the diesel supply chain going one way or another, even if they have to give up on delivering gas for a little while. But you know, I also have a propane generator, and I've got, you know, my camper's got 2 30-gallon bottles on it, and I've got 5 extra 30-pound bottles, you know, for doing boondocking and, you know, my gas grill and my pizza oven and stuff like that. So I do have about 200 pounds of propane on hand at any time, and that's also a dual-fuel propane generator. So that's plenty for anything that we might need.
Yeah, there you go. That's actually a good idea, too. I hadn't considered propane generators. No particular reason. I just, I don't know, grew up on gas generators, so I thought about it. I had often wondered over the years why you didn't see smaller diesel engines, like on lawnmowers, right? Why did they pick gas engines? And I don't mean push mowers. I mean more like ride-track lawn tractors and stuff. But now, Chinese, most likely, I'm starting to see some small diesel engines out on the market, and they could be extremely useful. In fact, I saw a guy run one on a video. He took the oil out of his deep fat fryer, filtered it, and ran that generator on that thing.
Yeah, that's definitely possible, and yeah, I don't think you'll ever see like a diesel riding mower or a zero turn, but once you get up into the mini excavators, those are almost all diesel, because, you know, they just need the extra torque for the PTO and for you know, the bucket lift and stuff like that. A friend of mine down in Seneca had one of those little, you know, it's like a $15,000 you know, mini excavator. It's got a bucket on the front and bucket on the back and, you know, a small diesel motor for doing all the things. So that's pretty common. But, yeah, I've never seen a diesel zero turn or riding mower. It'd be kind of cool, though, because they can make more, they're more efficient and can make more power.
Layman, so I don't really, I think it's more political than anything, but I could be wrong. I'm sure there's some rock stars on diesel motors out there that have forgotten more than I know. But, you know, seems like United States, North America, went gasoline for whatever reason, and Europe embraced diesel a lot more. I mean, they have gasoline engines too, but they certainly embraced diesel way more than we did.
True, you know, diesel was a lot more common in Europe, but I think, you know, when they struck oil here, you know, they had a lot more of the waste product, you know, because gasoline used to be a waste product of making kerosene way back in the day, and they used to just dump gasoline in the rivers and stuff because they didn't know what to do with it, and then somebody figured out that, hey, I can make this this different, you know, thermodynamic cycle in a motor that can run on this stuff because they're throwing it away anyway. I'll buy it cheap and then sell it with these motors that run on it, and then I think that's how the gasoline industry got born, but, you know, who really knows for sure. But, yeah, that diesel is definitely more of a thing in Europe just for about everything.
There is a lot of those places, you know, way back were using wood gas to run these motors, pump the oil so that they could throw the gasoline into the river. Think about that for a minute.
Well, what they didn't know, so you can't really hold that against them. Yeah, they've come a long way. We've come a long way, so, you know, look at today. I mean, we've become experts at getting every ounce of energy out of everything anymore.
And to see, really, I mean, when you look at where we were 100 years ago and where we are today, it's almost breathtaking how quickly we evolved. And not always for the best. I'm just saying evolution in general. But, you know, I want to believe that for the most part, you know, we've gotten better. People live longer, at least arguably. But, you know, this storm has shown probably a lot of people that we probably evolved a little too far, became too dependent on our own creation. And then the storm knocked them out, and we didn't have them.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely amazing to see. But anyway, the XYL is texting me, so I guess she's up and around. I'm going to give her a call and see what's going on. I'll go ahead and sign with you. It was good talking, good meeting you this morning, and you know, I'm usually here in the morning cruise, so feel free to jump in any day. This is W2JKT73. I'll be clear on your final.
I have a camera out there, W2JKD, W4SOE73.